This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Be right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Yeah, that's right. I should do that in the chat room. I should have like a beginning that's like a hint. Here we go. Right? 3, 2, 1. How many of you remember the old MTV opening? Remember? The rocket took off the whole nine yards. You remember that? Let's see who will admit to it, because that will tell me for real how old you are. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I loved the Comey thing, and I realize they're going to keep it going. They're going to keep it going as long as they can. Because, you know, the Dems are all full of self-righteousness right now. They're all right. We're all wrong. Period. End of discussion. I love it. They're losing their minds. And shouldn't take too long. You know what I'm getting at? Anyway, Walt Heyer is going to join me. He's an author and public speaker on the subject of transgender madness. Now, he's a white guy. He's an older white guy, so it should make everybody nuts. But here's the deal. He actually went from male to female back to male again. And he's got a great story to tell. So when they start getting his case for being an old white guy, well, actually, he was an old white guy who was an old white woman who was an old white guy again. So let them have at it. They'll be mad at that anyhow. So Maxine Waters, look, head up to, you can see the shirt I got on? Look at it. See the shirt? Ah, right? Look at that. See how it says stand? I told you I'd wear one. I got to hang one eventually, but I'm wearing one now. Look, stop allowing these nutjobs to go out there with their black face masks, black shirts, black pants, black shoes, black coats, hide. They're so courageous. I hope one of them hears this. They're so courageous that they have to cover their faces. That's how much of a coward they are. Even when they're beating on somebody, they cover their faces. Why? Because they're cowards. As Arnold would say, they're little girly boys. Right? Take the mask off. Be a man. You wanna be out there being an adult? Being a man, being whatever you call yourself? Then be it. Take the mask off. What are you afraid of? I like the idiot that was arrested a couple of weeks ago, lighting an American flag on fire in the middle of the street in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, one of the most liberal cities in the country. And it was great. The cop grabs him. He says, well, you can't arrest me for lighting a flag on fire. And he goes, well, can't arrest you for burning the flag, but I can arrest you for having an open flame, lighting a fire, having an open fire in the city of Los Angeles because it's against the law. You're spending the night in jail, bud. And I hope that snowflake gets put in jail in the same cell with a bunch of bikers, maybe. What do you think? Right? That'll be a fun evening for him. MSNBC host today had Maxine Waters, like, the woman, it just couldn't find the truth. no matter what she did. And again, here's the biggest problem I have. They are the big. They have coined the phrase. They have made it just so eloquent when it comes to hypocrisy. They really have. It's kind of like they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want, and not be held to any standard. It's a great place to be. So Maxine Waters being interviewed today. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, yeah, here it is. On NBC. And the host kind of forces her to tell the truth. She doesn't want to. She's not interested. You can tell she's very uncomfortable being in the presence of the truth. But take a listen. Let's see if I can get this thing to play.
No, it's...
The question was, can you tell us anything about the briefing? Now, she's just coming out of a briefing with Comey, Director Comey, on the whole Russian thing. Now, it won't matter what he say. It won't matter what he tells you he has one way or the other. Unless it goes down their narrative, she won't believe him anyhow. But she's... Yeah, let's see. So she's asked that question. I want you to hear.
No, it's classified and we can't tell you anything. All I can tell you is the FBI director has no credibility.
And she does that whole dramatic thing where she shakes her hands and walks away from the mic like, right? The whole thing, right? The whole drama moment.
That was Congresswoman Maxine Waters criticizing now former FBI Director James Comey after a closed briefing on Russia's interference in the U.S. election. It took place just 1 week before the president took office here at the White House. For more.
Now, the thing I love about this is, again, I want to keep driving this home. The Russians had influence. What was the influence? The influence was they released emails that told the truth about how the Democrats felt about blacks and Hispanics, among others. It's a terrible way. Truth is a terrible way to influence something.
I want to bring in the Congresswoman herself, Maxine Waters, who is joining me now. Congresswoman, we appreciate your time. You obviously have been very critical of James Comey in the past. You said that he had no credibility. I assume that you support the president's decision then to fire his FBI.
You want to hear the answer to that? You got to wait. That's right. Let's have a break. I'm Joe Senior Host. We'll listen to more what she has to say. And then again, a school district in Southern California decides to go down the PC road. And I'll read you the letter they sent to thousands of parents in their district. I'm Joe Senior Host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This Comey thing is just, I got to tell you something. I'm not trying to be mean. I really am not. But it is so exciting to watch some of you melt down over everything that's going on. Some of these things you've done yourself. You guys, your own team has done this. Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And then, you know, 90% of you Dems wanted Comey gone. You thought he was useless. You wanted him gone. But you know, you wanted him gone because he wasn't moving fast enough on the Russia thing before the presidency thing, before the presidential election. That he didn't have, that he came back out and said something about Hillary Clinton, and he told you why, but you're not in agreement with that either. Right? I think part of what irritated Trump, and I don't blame him, is the guy comes out and he says, you know, first he said there were hundreds of thousands, and he corrected himself. There were tens of thousands of emails that had been sent over to Uma Abedin illegally to a machine to her and her wife share, her and Mr. Wiener shared. And think about that. With all the stuff that he was sending out and I don't want to say playing with, but you know what I mean. All the information that he had that he was pushing out there. Are you serious? So it was illegal. Somebody who should never got it illegally. And that was all okay. Apparently, it's all fine. I'm always amazed. But this guy, I'm totally surprised because it's MSNBC. So he plays the clip of her saying that Comey was totally incompetent. Now, I usually wouldn't do this to you, play an MSNBC clip. But man, he's got him. He's got her. And she doesn't know what to do. She goes from this pleasant little confused look on her face, like everything's just going to be fine. This is our team. They're not going to ask me any real questions. And then when he does, she doesn't know what to do. Take a listen.
FBI director.
No, I do not necessarily support the president's decision. If the president had not gone all over the country praising him.
Well, she just finished saying that he was totally incompetent.
About the way he handled Hillary and the emails. If the president said he had confidence in him. If the president had not said he was a part of his team.
But Congresswoman, yes. I understand that in the past he was praising him, but if you said that FBI Director James Comey had no credibility, wouldn't you support the fact that the president, then President Trump made the decision to get rid of him?
No, not necessarily. And let me tell
Why
you.
Why not?
So it matters who gets rid of him. He needs to go. He has to go. He's incompetent. Unless Trump wants him gone. Trump wants him gone. We're not going to do it. No. Can't do that. All right? But if Chuck Schumer said, Mr. President, he's got to go. We'd appreciate if you fired him. And then they fired him. Everything would be hunky-dory. But it wouldn't be because the president was trying to get along. It would have been because the president was pressured by the Democrats. So it's always about them.
You have an investigation going on where the president is implicated, and this is a serious investigation. I've been trying to get people to focus on this connection with the Kremlin and with Putin. I have a resolution that I introduced in February. I think there's enough.
I did the resolution. I've been wanting. I've been trying to do.
There that we know about the Kremlin and about Putin to be concerned about whether or not there was collusion.
So to be clear, you think...
I believe that they should have to connect the dots and get the facts because I think it will lead to the impeachment of this president.
So, Congresswoman, respecting that, to be clear, you believe it would have been better to keep in place an FBI director who you said had no credibility to oversee this investigation than to find someone who you think would be a better choice?
No, but I believe the president thought that. Don't forget, you're talking...
She says that he's incapable. He's incompetent. He can't be trusted. And when the guy says to her, you would rather leave this incapable, incompetent guy that can't be trusted, the FBI director, she says, no, the president thought that. And she's making laws for you people. Just remember that. This woman is up there making laws. And we've been able to shackle her to a degree, but, you know, tie her hands. Somebody needs to put some duct tape in her mouth. But other than that...
Talking about what some Democrats said, what I said, but don't forget, he was the president. The president supported him. He had confidence in him. It was within his power.
And well, you said he had no credibility, so it would seem to make sense that he should get rid of him.
No. Under investigation. this president basically has interfered with an investigation where he may be implicated. That's outrageous, and that's why we're having so much of a conversation about it today. Everybody is talking about it because this is highly unusual.
You mean it's highly unusual to fire somebody in the government for not doing their job? She's correct. She's correct. I mean, it is almost impossible to be fired in the government. No matter what you're doing, no matter who you're stealing from. Right? What was it? The EPA guys were caught spending lavish amounts of money on their expense accounts or what have you, on things that had very little, if anything, to do with the EPA. You know, you and I, who have our own businesses, trying to pull money together, we go stay at Motel 6 on our budget, and they were staying at the Trump Towers. I call it what it is, you know what I'm saying? But she's great. I love this woman.
The bottom line is that you think an FBI director without credibility would have been best served in this position to try to pursue this investigation.
I think if the president had fired him when he first came in, he would not have to be in a position now where...
No. If the president had fired him when he first came in, you guys would have been all over him then, too, because you still would have been in the same investigation that he's in now. Not much of a difference. You're a liar.
He's trying to make up a story.
Understood.
About why it does not meet the smell test.
Understood. So if Hillary Clinton had won the White House, would you have recommended that she fire FBI Director James Comey?
Well, let me tell you something. If she had won the White House, I believe that given what he did to her and what he tried to do, she should have fired him. Yes.
Ooh. So she should have fired him, but he shouldn't have fired him. This is why I'm confused.
No, you're not.
You're not confused. You caught me in a lie, and I'm going to try to work my way out of it. Just hold on a second.
Confused. If the president is implicated in an investigation...
All right, we're going to save this for the second. I can't just let this go. This is too funny. The woman is... You've never heard circular logic in your life until you've heard this interview. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Does it sound like that kind of music?
Like,
yeah, I won't say it. You guys get mad at me when I do the drug talk, but that's okay. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we're going to get back to Maxine Waters here, because I just love her so much. You know what I'm saying? Janine from Indiana, thanks for being with me tonight. I really do appreciate it. And I appreciate all you. If I was from the South, I'd say, like, all y'all. Appreciate all y'all. Close enough for government work. You know what I'm saying? And nobody could, even when you do say it right, nobody really can understand you guys. So it's not like it's, like it really matters. Just say, hey, and we'll know where you're from there. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I do appreciate it. And Gina, thanks for that kind word you said in the chat room. It's not chat room, the live feed in Facebook. Yeah, the other one's a chat room. The one on the website. So head up to the website, realside.com, where you can find your shirt, hashtag stand. I got it in front of an old guy today, got to be in his mid to late 70s. I said, how do you like my hashtag stand shirt? He goes, huh? Does he hashtag stand? He goes, that's a pound sign. I said, yes, it is. Right. For old folks, right, they still use horses. Now we use cars. We don't burn candles anymore. We turn on lights. This is a hashtag now. Get with the program. So, you know, when you're, what do you young people do when you're on the phone and there's directions where it tells you to hit, like, you know, hit 5 pound for sales or pound 1 for service? Do you not know what to press? It's a pound on the phone. Yeah. So they get that terminology. But they can't... Wow. And we wonder why they're so confused. Anyway, so the elected brainiac known as Maxine Waters is trying to explain that even though Comey is totally incompetent And yes, he should lose his job, but the only one that should have had the ability to fight him was Mrs. Clinton. Because the only reason that Mr. Trump or President Trump wanted to fire him was because he had the goods on him. And somebody in the Facebook feed said, yeah, now he's a free agent and be able to tell everything. Well, he could have told everything before. That's number one. I think you're too big theory going on here, too big of a, you know, little black theory going on here. And I would watch out what you ask for. Because remember, he came out and laid the whole case out against her and said he didn't think anybody would prosecute it. He didn't say she shouldn't be. Not one time did he say that none of these are prosecutable offenses. But if you want it one side of the lopsided, fine. Let's line up, and some night I should do that. Let's line up all the true crimes that she committed or covered up. And we don't even have to say allegedly, because she said she did them. And Comey said he did them. The morale, I'm telling you, the morale at the FBI is going to climb 300%. Because they've been miserable under him and Mr. Obama. They saw hope. And they still have hope. But anyway, back to the brain surgeon known as Maxine Waters. Again, this is MSNBC, so I'm really, 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 really surprised they went this far with it. So, let's see. Where are we at here? Oh, yeah. So, let's hear. It's only about a minute. Not even a minute. Half a minute. Let's hear what she had to say about why it was okay for Hillary. It would have been okay for Hillary, but not Mr. Trump. This is just amazing.
If the president is implicated in an investigation, the president of the United States, who has a history of firing people who get close to, you know, him and his allies.
Has a history of firing people who get, you mean, so if you're talking about General Flynn, he fired him because he lied. I know it's a terminology you guys don't really know that well. I know you believe it to be truth. But he lied to the vice president. And then the vice president lied to the people because it. Yes, something had to be done, not move laterally, like you guys do with the VA directors, you know, when they don't do their job and they allow hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of vets to die. No, you don't fire them. You move them to another department. That's nice of you. So, no, it doesn't work that way. You fired somebody who needed to be fired. If you're talking about his TV show, you obviously never saw it, because none of those brainiacs, not a one of them, could have taken him on in the business world.
It's like Flynn and like Miss Yates, he will fire them if he believes somehow they're getting too close to him in these investigations. And so, no, I believe that the president of the United States should not have done this in the middle of an investigation.
Yeah. Maxine, you've always been on top of things, so, you know, I should give you the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not gonna, because the kind of things you've been on top of, I'm not interested. Nobody wants to be on the top of that dung heap with or without you. You know what I'm saying? But here's a woman. He had her dead to right. They have them all. They have Pelosi. They have Reid saying that Comey needed to go. But he only needs to go as long as somebody, that their person is in power and their person makes it happen. So, again, it's like if the Republicans do it, whether it's right or wrong, whether it's something a Dem would do or not, it's the wrong thing to do. But if the Dem does it, no matter what. I mean, you got these yo-hos like Chris Matthews running around saying, this is a constitutional crisis. This is a swipe at fascism. Really? Go look up the words. Oh, my God. Right? And it's a constitutional crisis. So the president taking action constitutionally on an issue that doesn't protect the Constitution, goes against the Constitution, is a constitutional crisis. Interesting. God, they've got to make it up as they go. See, if it's any indication over the last 8 years, if it's any indication how these guys do business and how they see the Constitution and how they see how the Constitution is to be handled, if that's the case, then it all makes sense. Every bit of it. It does to me, anyhow. It's 100 days backwards day. You know, in the Dem Party, it's pretty much backwards day every day. Anyway, like I said, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So, schools in California, I think I told you guys about this a couple months ago. And I kind of thought it was going to go away because nobody was really excited about doing it. But there were people who thought it needed to be done. So, I get a copy of this letter to a school district. And I think it's kind of funny. Because I personally had spoken to these people once before, and I couldn't understand where they were going. I tried to explain to them that we, or the school districts, or the people involved in the school districts, at least the trustees, already knew all of this. Apparently, they don't care. So it's going to be nice to not name a school district, although I'd love to. But under pressure from the state to do resolutions, to resolutify that your school is a sanctuary school, that you will protect them against, you will protect illegals against INS agents and others coming on to the campus to take them away, because it happens every day. Not. That you were supposed to get away of all that happening. So in kind of the political backlash of not actually issuing a school rule or resolution, some schools, they decided to issue letters, send letters home. And I'm going to read one to you if you don't mind. Please keep a barf bag close by. Dear parents, in the past several weeks, immigration enforcement has been in the news. Students and their parents have expressed concerns regarding possible enforcement activities at our schools. The staff and the union school place, or the governing board, I'll put it that way, reaffirms that pursuant to federal and state law, every student has the right to attend school, regardless of the students or parents' immigration status. That's not totally true. It's regardless of the students' immigration status. But that's a story for another day. Please note the following, which I will read at the break. I mean, on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. Thanks so much for being here. Don't go far. I've got a lot more right after the break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics, yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, did you guys see that? What's that guy's name with The Rock? What's the actor's name? He plays The Rock, or was The Rock in the wrestling, whatever his name is. Anyhow, he's seriously considering running for president. So I think the list on the Democrat side is like what, like 26, all these guys who think they could, well, I could be president, I'm smarter than Trump. What about being smarter than Trump? You know, I love all these people who think that they can walk in to do something, take care of something. I see it on the school board. As you know, I serve on the school board. And I love people who think they're going to walk in, they know they can do a better job because they think that they're smarter than you and they got their arms around it. And we all went in there thinking that. I did the same thing. I didn't realize how many things can get in your way. And I think that's part of what Trump is realizing. You've heard him say it. I didn't realize how slowly, how terribly government actually ran. He wasn't joking. He was serious. Anyway. I was reading a letter that was sent out And I know some of my fellow trustees are going to be ripped at me, but look, I didn't send it out. You guys did. And it's for public consumption. And I'm not saying anything here that I didn't say when I saw the first email go around suggesting that the school districts do this. So they sent it around to the parents because the parents are concerned. Now, there's a lot of probably undocumented, illegal, whatever term they want to use or you want to use to talk about it. There's probably a lot of them going to this particular district. And the issue here isn't the kids going there. The issue here is making a statement, putting out a statement to parents that I don't know if it raises more fear or holds it down. But the deal is you do your job, you don't. It's really that simple. So the hit list they have in this letter, it says, our district will not collect data with respect to students' immigration status. Right, because we don't already know. Right? Our schools will not participate in potential federal enforcement actions based on immigration status. So even with a federal warrant, apparently they won't move. That's illegal. Our role, see, we swear to uphold the state and the federal constitutions. Either we do or we don't. And they won't respond to that. Our role as public school educators is to welcome and protect all students, regardless of their parents or their parents' immigration status, which is not true. The Supreme Court came down with a ruling that said the child's status. You can't refuse to educate a child if they're within the ages, right? So think about it. And your role as educators is not strictly to protect children. Your role is to educate. So you're educators. You're not protectors. You're educators. And by fact that you're an educator and you're trying to teach these kids, you want to give them a safe environment to learn in. That's true. Got that. But your job, your main job, is not to protect the children. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department does not and will not participate in federal immigration enforcement actions. And it is an important partner in keeping our students safe. Right. Because that's something, they have a whole department that does nothing but show up on school campuses to remove children. Anyway, and that's not going to be that much longer. When the federal grant money goes away, and don't give me the stuff that the court said that they can't do that, because they can, and they will. And it will make it all the way to the Supreme Court, but they'll still win. The district will not allow any immigration enforcement officer or agent to enter the school without being granted permission by the office of the superintendent and consult with a legal counsel and upon presentation of necessary documentation, i.e. lawful subpoenas, petitions, complaints, warrants, and so on. Now, you cannot stop. You can go to jail. You can actually go to jail for stopping a federal officer in the commission of his duties. Did you know that? So I'm willing to protect the kids. I'm willing to make sure the kids have a safe place to go and learn and what have you. But I'll tell you what, you got a federal agent with a warrant in his hand and a gun in the other hand. If he's got the legal right to do what he's doing, that's what's going to happen. Never happen, but that's what's going to happen. All visitors to the school should sign to the office, and all requests related to immigration or student records would be sent directly to the superintendent. The school district will continue to follow the guidelines set forth by the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, which prevents schools from sharing student information, including citizenship status and other personally identifiable student information without parental consent. FERPA also requires prior notice to parents before release to student for release of student information by subpoena or court order. Now, I get a kick out of this. Because except for the few illegal items on there, this is all stuff that most school districts already do. But notice that every one of these items, to a big degree too, is all around protecting an illegal. Someone who's here illegally. No, we've never run into any of this stuff that I know of. I mean, you got to stop if there's a 16, 17, or 18-year-old, whether they're illegal or not. Maybe they're accused of murder. Maybe they went to school after committing a murder. You're going to tell me you're going to get in the way? Seriously? How good of you? Well, please, make sure when they're trying to do their sneak attacks so nobody gets hurt, that they all go into the office, sign in, get name badges, right? And if it's a gun-free zone, you'll have to take the guns away from the sheriff's department. I can see how that makes all the sense in the world. Some people don't think this stuff through. They're so bent on making sure people feel safe. Somebody needs to just put it out in plain, simple reality. If you're here illegally, if your kids are here illegally, the problem is you're going to be hiding. You're always going to be afraid. This doesn't help you. It hurts you. And if you've been here for 10 or 12 or 15 years and you've been here illegally, shame on you. Do something to get legal. Get to an attorney. And don't give me that garbage that you don't have enough money. There are plenty of groups that do it for free. And now there's a bill trying to make its way through the California legislature where the California taxpayer would actually spend money to get lawyers to help people that are here illegally be able to stay. Can you believe this? I look at this stuff and you wonder... you probably don't. Dumb. You can see, you wonder why they laugh at us. Right? You wonder why parts of the country or other parts of the country laugh at us. I don't know. Anyhow, you know, they see letters like this. Some people I've already spoken to about this find this hilarious. Just hilarious. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back at the next hour, Walt Heyer is going to join us. Now, Walt is a, let me see what he wants. I want to introduce him the way he wants to be introduced. And Walt's been on, he hasn't been on the show for a long time, but he was on the show in the early days quite a bit. And Walt is an author and public speaker. And he speaks out regularly on the subject of transgender madness. Now, think about something. He is an old white guy. So they're going to love to tear him up. But once they hear his story, let's see how smart they actually are. Let's see how smart they actually think they are. I'm always amazed at people that are willing. It's just like this thing with Comey, right? Everybody's up in arms about Comey. What's going to do now? Now the investigation. How's the investigation going to go forward? Because, you see, the only person that runs the FBI, like the FBI is in the day-to-day minutia of what's going on. And Comey himself said at one point, this is not the most important investigation that is happening. They have 100 and over 120 investigations going on into active terrorist cells here in this country. And at least 16 of the National Security Councils have said, there's no collusion here. Nobody's worried. I know. Everybody's up in arms when Trump said, well, maybe the Russians should try to hack what's-her-name's computer, email computer, find out about her. So they blame that on him. Well, if she had it in the right place, guess what? Her emails would be secure and she might be president. Well, they'd be securer. I don't know if they'd be totally secure. I mean, they broke it into the IRS and so many other places. And then you see what's happening on the airplanes. This is just getting worse and worse and worse. It's not getting any better. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. Remember, top of the hour, if you're on Facebook, you got to restart. I don't know why. You can ask Facebook. You do restart if you want to hear the story, if you want to hear Walt's story. And the interview on Walt Heyer, also a lot of other good things coming up later on tonight. I'm Joe, senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few.